Last time I spoke to you, you told me you're an absolute sports nut. You can remember when Devonport won the State League Grand Final in the footy and when the Bogues Brewers, I think it was, won the SEABL Championship. So I'm thinking, as I said, in years to come, people are going to look back on 2016 and say, remember when the Strikers, because it's been one of those years, hasn't it, so far?
It sure has, and I hope they do. I look back really, really fondly at those little sporting clips. You think of Danny Clark, winning the Bernie Wheel back in the 70s. Now, certainly not an amazing individual performance like that, but those little moments, those little snippets, I think, are what makes up, community culture, and particularly on the North West Coast. So, yeah, going all right.
We last spoke, it was after the game against the first team in the first round of the FFA Cup. And at that stage, we didn't know what else was coming. We knew that you're in the grand, or hopefully going to win the Northern Premier Championship with the side against Somerset, which is basically your reserve side. So there's a lot of depth in the club as well, isn't there?
And it's one of those things that has probably been our Achilles heel. We've, the last couple of years, we certainly haven't had this magnitude of strength in our team, in our starting 11. But, in the past, we've always had strong sides. Struggled a little bit in the depth department. We think we've ratified that, and that isn't by accident. That's taken us, two or three years of pain and backing our young guys, and they're now at a point where they can contribute at any level and don't fear anyone. So, and the results are, you see what's happened last weekend.
So absolutely.
For the club.
Yeah, and also just recently, only on the weekend as well, they named the NPL Tasmanian Team of the Year, squad of 18, 11 on the field and 7 on the bench. But out of that 18, 9 of them were from Devonport, so half the squad. I mean, that just shows how good the side's going at the moment, doesn't it?
Yeah, I reckon they could have stuck a few more in there, but
okay.
I think it might have been a bit controversial. It was, I think the selection of those guys certainly was warranted, and a few more. Great to see, players like, Dom Smith named in that, a very underrated and much maligned, as they say, fullback who has pretty well dominated anyone that he plays against. Nathan Grattan, another guy that was too scared to say no to not playing this year to Sav, so he ended up playing. Those kind of stories are just tremendous, and what a great season he's had.
Yeah,
Daniel Sison's another great example of that guy that, could have gone home to the UK halfway through last year. Terrible season, things weren't going too well, but he stuck it out and he's turned his form and been a massive contributor to the club.
Joe Zuppo was another one, Joel Stone and Brodie Dennehy as well. I think you might have mentioned him already, but two of the stars, of course, that we always thought they'd be in the team, Braden Mann, who's a striker. He kicked 22 goals this season, and your goalkeeper, Nino Giantopoulos, I hope I've said that right.
Not even close. We will laugh. Nico Giantopoulos.
Yeah, okay. It was close, yeah. Anyway, he's your goalkeeper. He's had a sensational year. First time I saw him was a couple of weeks ago in that first round of the FFA Cup. And if it wasn't for him, I think Devonport might have gone down 5 or 6-0 that night. But not surprising to read that during the season he's only let 10 goals past him, which is an amazing achievement.
He'd be the first to give credit to the four or five blokes that play in front of him consistently week in, week out, but that's probably more of the mark of the bloke. He's extremely humble, absolute star. I think we're beyond I think he's good. He'd clearly be the best goalkeeper that I think anyone's seen in Tasmania. I won't put any age preferences in that. I think he's as good as anything we've seen ever.
Yeah, you're probably right there. Now, let's talk about next Tuesday night, because you had a massive crowd, 2,085 on a night when the weather was absolutely atrocious. It was pouring basically for two-thirds of the game. Weather forecast for this Tuesday, by the way, is pretty good. You're expecting a crowd of maybe 3,000 for the game against the Bentley Greens?
Look, if ticket sales or anything go by, and the certainly favourable weather forecast compared to the last one, anything to go by, it all looks good for a massive crowd. We do tip over 3,000, and that's just based on how quickly our tickets are sold in a very, very short period of time. Sell 1,000 tickets in 3.5 days, absolutely remarkable. We encourage people to go to the pre-sales if they can. That said, we're a lot more comfortable at getting people in the gate this time as well. Extra half hour, it's an 8 o'clock kickoff instead of 7:30, and we didn't have too many flow problems getting people in. But, it should be great, Martin. Should be a little bit better. I think we're talking, a small shower. So
okay.
That's good.
Well, compared to the last one, yeah. And the atmosphere was just incredible. So the home ground atmosphere will be a big factor again on Tuesday night, no doubt.
Yeah, I think that's the thing I'll remember from it, Martin. It was the atmosphere, particularly walking off the ground, you know, in front of the stands, and you were around that area where the press was and stuff. Oh, I've never seen anything or heard anything like it. It was incredible.
It was like a grand final atmosphere. And of course, the Bentley Greens team, they're the current Victorian state championships, so it's going to be a tough match too, isn't it?
Yeah, they're class. They're really class. I think they ended up 6 points clear in the top of their ladder. They're the real benchmark as far as NPL clubs go. They're probably one of the top or the strongest two or three NPL clubs outside of the A-League. Throw Brisbane Strikers in there and these guys and maybe a Sydney side, Blacktown, and that's they're the yardstick. But we don't fear them. They'll come to our ground on our terms and...
With our crowd.
With our crowd. And we'll have a red-eyed crack at them. The boys just fear nothing and got nothing to lose, you know, at this point in time of the year. This is all just a bonus.
Yep.
Incredible.
And a big thing I noticed the last game was that there were a lot of people there that aren't normal people that would go normally to a soccer game, people from other sports. They realise how big a deal it is, and I think they all went away pretty happy with what they saw.
Absolutely, you know, I think that's the really encouraging thing and the exciting thing about this when you see the whole community get behind it. And we're not looking to, you know, we're not a cult. We don't want to convert people to soccer. We just love seeing people from other codes coming and enjoying our code. As I go off to the footy down at Sprayton quietly and have a look at that, you know, when I get a chance. When I get a chance.
Yeah.
And free weekends this year.
Not too many, and you've had a busy week too. I appreciate you giving us your time this morning, Rod, understanding all of that. And good luck on Tuesday night. I'll see you there, no doubt.
Martin, again, I'll be there. Thank you. Thanks for your support and your understanding trying to get me. Been a bit difficult this week.
That's all right.
Yeah.
You're welcome. I'll see you on Tuesday. Thanks, Rod.
Look forward.